Intruding on the whole Persian Gulf if the United States, as you asked for in the debate last week, left the region. Do you fear that?
Well, I fear that they might want to do that, but I think our policy is leading to that. Everything that we do enhances the Ahmadinejad crowd in Iran. There's a dissenting force in Iran, and everything we do to undermine that government, we have our own CIA over there now trying to undermine that government. In doing that, we bring all their people together, so the ones who want to dissent and oppose him are, you know, they lose their power to do so. So I would say our policy is doing everything conceivable to enhance Iran. Just the whole invasion of Iraq has helped Iran.
Well, that may or may not be true.
They're the one.
It may or may not be true. I mean,
evident.
It's a debatable issue. I'm not going to say it isn't true, but it's a debatable issue. But look, as we saw in the summer war last year, Iran can arm and finance a force like Hezbollah and cause a lot of trouble. And the United States doesn't have anything to do with that at all. So I think that in our national security situation, we have to assume that Iran is an aggressive nation, that it wants to injure the United States, and is going to use surrogates to do it. Now, if you have an Iran actively seeking nuclear weaponry, as you do, and if you have the ability of that country to hand it off to a Hezbollah or an Al-Qaeda or anybody else, you withdraw from the region, you give them carte blanche to do what they want, do you not, Congressman?
See, I think you're concerned about the wrong country right now, because more than half of the Al-Qaeda that are committing suicide in Iraq right now are Saudis, and nobody even talks about
that. I'm concerned about all the things,
but
when they're seeking a nuclear weapon, when a country's seeking a nuclear weapon that's a danger to the USA, a stated danger, and you want to withdraw from the theater, that gives them carte blanche to do what they want, does it not?
Well, first off, you know, you have Pakistan, and they're not exactly the most pro-Western
country. But I'm talking
about
Iran, Congressman. I'm not talking about Pakistan at this point.
Why don't you ever let me, you know, answer the question?
Because you're not directly answering the question, sir.